So anytime you're in a place of stress, heightened anxiety, you may notice that it's a little harder to give ourselves what we need. And in particular, after a natural disaster, when the stress and anxiety are heightened everywhere, particularly for people who have experienced loss during the floods, and disruption and trauma, are going to experience that it's hard for us to give ourselves what we need. And so you may already understand that your brain locks in on fight, flight, or freeze, and it has a hard time doing what you need it to do to just function in normal life. And so there are just a few ways that you can give yourself what you need during this time. And the first one that I want to mention is reach out. There's no reason any of us need to be doing this by ourselves. Reach out to the faith walking community. Reach out to friends and family. Maybe you need to tell the story of what happened to you a few more times or share your frustrations. That's absolutely normal. But don't do this by yourself. Sometimes it's easy to say to ourselves, well, nobody understands. And that's true. They may not understand your unique situation, but there are people who want to walk through this with you. And so reach out. The second thing is to give your body what it needs. And right now, one of the things it needs more than anything is for you to breathe. Now, I know that sounds kind of funny that you're thinking, you know, well, of course I'm breathing. I'm still alive. But the truth is that as we get more stressed out, as we get more anxious, our breathing gets shallower and shallower, and it doesn't do the job. And it also, our shallow breathing signals our brain that maybe there's something wrong, and it becomes a loop of stress or anxiety. So I want to ask you to do something that might feel kind of strange, might feel kind of funny, but do it with me anyway. Don't fast forward through this part. Stop. And I'd like for you to just make your hand into a ball like this and hold that in front of your torso and close your eyes. And as you breathe, let your ball expand with air. And as you exhale, let your fingers go back to making a ball. And we're going to do this now. And we're going to just take four slow, easy breaths. And I know it feels strange, but just give it a try and see. In my work with people in general, but even more recently with survivors of the hurricane, I have heard that this is one of the most helpful things actually has practical results. So here you go. We're going to give this a try. We're going to count in for a count of four and out for a count of four. One, two, three, four, out. Two, three, four. In, two, three, four, out. In, out, in, out. There is some evidence that if you will do this just four breaths, in for four, out for four, you can reduce your physical experience of stress by about 40%. And that's not bad. It doesn't matter if your mind is going everywhere. Don't worry about that. Just focus on your breath and stop throughout the day. Start your day this way. End your day this way. Several times through the day, before you talk to insurance adjusters or contractors or FEMA, stop and just do that very simple breathing exercise. One other thing you can do is just look for small wins throughout your day. Life is so overwhelming right now. I know that. That's one of the most difficult things about being in the position you're in. Whether you're a helper or whether you're a survivor, life feels really overwhelming. There's so much to do, so much need, and not enough resources. If you will just at the beginning of every day, just write down three things that you need to do that day. I know you have a to-do list of, 27 things, but just choose three things and give your word to doing those three things. And then when those three things are done, then you can choose other things to do if you still have time and energy. But it's helpful to just get some small wins. And sometimes those three things need to be call a friend, take a shower, very basic things like that. Go to work. Sometimes they need to be more specific or more flood related. I'll leave that up to you. But sometimes it just feels good to know I don't have to do 27 things today. I just need to do these three things. And that can give you an early win. And just keep in mind that while we're giving our brains and our bodies what they need, what they don't need is more than usual amounts of alcohol, more than usual amounts of comfort food, video games, even social media, TV, or isolation. Those are not things that our brains and bodies need right now. And you deserve to give your brain and your body what it needs.